Okay, so, ready for a deep dive? Let's do it. We're jumping into U.S. military developments today. We've got a pile of those news briefs you guys send in, plus some stuff from the military report, which, gotta say, always has the inside scoop.
It does, yeah. Anyone who thinks the military is all about tanks and planes, they're in for a surprise.
Big time. There's a lot more going on. Like, take the Navy, prepping for a potential clash with China by 2027. That's a Well, it's not tomorrow, but it's also not that far off, is it? What's the deal with that timeline? Should we actually be worried?
It's the question, really. It shows how concerned everyone is about China's military getting bigger and bigger. Think of it like this. China's been on this crazy fast track to modernize their military. And 2027, yeah, that's when a lot of experts think they might actually be ready to make a move on Taiwan.
And Taiwan's the big worry here, right? The thing that could spark a much bigger conflict.
Exactly. And the U.S. is in a tough spot. We're trying to discourage China, make it clear that if they get aggressive, we hit back hard. But we also don't want to be the ones to provoke anything. It's a tricky game, and that 2027 date, it's looming pretty large, you know?
Speaking of potential conflicts, the military report really gets into the weeds with Taiwan. They're talking about this huge security aid package in the works, like almost double what we gave them last year.
And this is where it gets real, right? This isn't just us sending over some old equipment. We're talking advanced weapon systems, top-notch training, the kind of support that makes any aggressor think twice.
It's definitely sending a message, that's for sure. So we've got that, like the U.S. playing chess on a global scale. Then there's the B-21 Raider. With the Air Force going all in on testing, even getting new bases ready for this stealth bomber. What's the strategy there?
The B-21, see, that's interesting. It shows how U.S. military thinking is evolving. It's built for those long-range strikes, the kind that can reach deep into enemy territory, even if it's crawling with defenses. Think like way out in the Pacific.
So it's less about fights we're in right now and more about prepping for showdowns down the line, places like the Pacific, maybe.
Exactly, projecting power across huge distances. The idea is to make our adversaries know we can reach them, no matter where they try to hide.
But then you've got these, I don't know, almost low-tech drone attacks still causing issues, like in Iraq, based on those briefs you sent. Feels almost backwards, this super advanced bomber and then drones.
See, that's where things get really interesting. The military report connects the dots there. They talk about the Houthi rebels who are probably behind those attacks and how they're not just going after military bases, they're messing with global shipping lanes too. Actually, because of them, container shipping in some areas has crashed by something like 90%.
90%, seriously. I kind of skimmed over that in the briefs, but wow, that changes things.
Right, it becomes a much bigger deal. What seemed like a far-off conflict suddenly could hit us a lot closer to home, messing with supply chains, even what we see on store shelves, prices, all of that.
Okay, yeah, that proves why we go through all this, these deep dives. Taking what seems like an isolated incident and finding those ripple effects. It really makes you think about all the different things happening out there, like globally. And one of those things that seems to be getting bigger and bigger is drone warfare. I mean, the briefs we were looking at, they mentioned attacks on U.S. bases, which we just talked about, but also the U.S. taking out Houthi drones. Makes you wonder if this is like a whole new era of fighting or something.
Oh, it's not just on the verge, it's already here. And this is where tech is really changing the game, you know what I mean? Drones, that they've got this unique thing about them, precision, range, and let's be honest, you can almost pretend you didn't do it. And that makes them tempting, not just for countries, but for all sorts of groups too.
I bet that's a nightmare for anyone trying to plan, like, military strategy. How do you even start to fight back against something that's always changing and might not even, I don't know, have a flag on it?
Yeah, exactly. It needs a totally different approach to defense. We're seeing huge investments in anti-drone tech, everything from systems that jam their signals to, get this, laser weapons. Sounds like something out of a movie, right?
Wait, hold on. Laser weapons? Like, they're literally shooting lasers.
Well, believe it.
Yeah.
And that's just one example of the tech race that's going on. Remember those briefs? They mentioned the XM919 munition the Army's been working on.
Oh, right. The XM919, that's that lightweight anti-tank weapon, isn't it? Super powerful for its size or something like that.
That's the one. It's designed so one soldier can carry and fire it, but it can take out a whole tank. Shows you how important mobility and firepower are now, especially if you're up against someone like China.
It's almost strange, though, right? You have these high-tech weapons, but then the military report is also talking about the military focusing on safety during training, like those really realistic simulators they're using, so Marines don't get hurt by blasts.
And that's actually really important, and a lot of people don't realize that. You can have the fanciest weapons, but it's useless if you don't have well-trained and, just as crucial, healthy soldiers to use them. Those simulators show that the military is serious about their people, about keeping them safe in the long run.
Yeah, that makes sense. Can't exactly fight a war with a bunch of injured soldiers.
Exactly. It's about putting as much effort into your people as you do into technology. Which actually leads into another big thing. The military report deeps into accountability. They had articles on a bunch of incidents, a fatal Osprey crash, steering problems on the USS John McCain.
Right, and then there was that whole thing with that former Air Force employee supposedly messing with a crash investigation. Kind of reminds you that even with the best tech and training, sometimes things just go wrong.
Exactly. And when they do, the military has to be open about it, take responsibility. It's not just about public trust either. It's about making sure that everyone learns from mistakes so they don't happen again.
It's true, because at the end of the day, the military is there to protect, to serve, and that needs people to believe in them.
Absolutely. And to keep that trust, they have to be transparent, accountable, even maybe especially when it's hard.
Yeah, no doubt. It's easy to forget that behind all the headlines, all the military stuff, there are actual people making these huge decisions. And their judgment, the systems they have in place, that's just as important as any weapon.
Absolutely. And that actually ties back into something we talked about earlier, those alliances, how the US needs to have strong ones all over the world. The military report mentioned those multinational exercises in the Red Sea and the ones with NATO.
Oh, right. Those exercises. It's not just about showing off, right? There's more to it than that.
Right. It's almost like military diplomacy in a way. It lets different countries' militaries actually work together, builds trust. The idea is that if something happens, if there's a crisis, they can work together smoothly, like a united front.
Showing they've got each other's backs without actually having to say it.
Oh, exactly. And that message is super important in places like the Pacific where things are already tense. Remember that trending topics section in the report? The Pacific was at the very top.
Which, given everything about China, is a little worrying, to say the least.
It's definitely a place to keep an eye on. There are more ships out there, planes testing each other, even those islands they're building. It's like a whole geopolitical chess game. Complicated and could get messy.
And then there was that little bit about potential trouble in Latin America in the trending topics, too. What's going on there?
People forget about Latin America sometimes when they're thinking about the US military, but it's got its own set of problems: drugs, crime, unstable governments. Plus, there are other countries getting involved, countries that might not be on the same page as the US.
It's a good reminder that the military is always busy, even when there isn't a big war going on.
For sure. And that's what makes these deep dives so important. We connect the dots, get the bigger picture, and realize just how much the US military has to deal with every single day.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that was a fascinating look at what's happening in the world of the U.S. military. So, for everyone listening, any final thoughts? What should they take away from all of this?
I think the main thing is the world is changing fast, faster than ever, and that includes the military. New tech, new threats, new situations all over the world. It's a lot to keep track of. But if we stay informed, if we look deeper than the headlines, we can understand the decisions being made and what those decisions might mean for the people in the military and for all of us.
Well said. It's been great having you on. Really appreciate it. And for everyone listening, we hope this gave you some things to think about as you navigate today's world. Until next time, keep asking those tough questions and never stop looking for a deeper understanding.